This story starts from the middle, with a few young apple trees in the back of a small car, on their way from Denmark to southern France. Driving the car is Niels Viggo Hansen, a friend and apple tree planting acolyte, who, a few years prior, had encountered a wild apple while playing with his sons in the Danish countryside. They loved the apple, cut small scions for grafting from the generous mother tree, and called the apple Mols, after the hills where it grows. Niels and I had met in 2016 on the banks of the Hudson River. After he had told me of his adventures with the Mols apple and his wish for it to delight other people, we thought of documenting together the gifting of young grafted trees, to plant them in the gardens of friends, philosophers, and contemplative practitioners, and reflect as we did so on themes such as growth and decay, attention and care. Apple tree-led conversations emerging from the act of planting and what surrounds it. The collaborative process and the book are still unfolding. Here, I reflect on my personal and grateful encounter with the Mols apple tree and on the thoughts, feelings, and insight that it brought forth, which contributed to leading me home. The 4 years that preceded the trip to France with the Mols apple trees had been, for me, an unfolding crisis. I lived up in the air, scattered across several continents. 15 years prior, I had left the French Valley where I grew up, and I had walked many grounds since. I was aware that I gradually developed a tendency to flee connection, in part so as to not feel the tearing apart, the uprooting, that I knew would invariably follow. Many of my relationships were fragmented, anchored in particular worlds that I lived in for a while, then left behind. Between intense reminders, my trust of what the ground really feels like, what water and love really taste like, had started to fray, and I got sick. In July 2017, my body had reached a state of complete halt. Emotional exhaustion, nervous breakdown, and parasitic infections resulting in anxious thoughts and behaviors that left me bewildered. I was running with no ground under my feet, getting lost, meeting the world with a body of fear. It is in this context that I encountered the Mols trees in the back of the car in the summer of 2017. They were one-year-old apple trees, in pots, on their way south toward new grounds. I had been in and out of hospital after returning diseased from Chad, but felt compelled to go with Niels for this trip that we had planned together. I knew he was a friend who would be able to simply be with me, even in that state of being. So, over the course of a week in the summer of 2017, we drove around and planted the trees in four distinct and equally beautiful corners of the French countryside: Loire, Bourgogne, Luberon, and Cévennes Méridionales. We ritualized the plantings with open conversations with the tree minders: David Hikes, Bruno Latour, Amy Varela, and my parents, Noël and Jean-Louis Laborde. We let the exchanges be guided by the acts of walking together to find the right place to plant, digging, feeling, and scattering soil, taking water to the trees. I hadn't thought much about the apple trees themselves prior to the trip. I saw them more as a pretext for deep conversations with fascinating people. But as we transported them around, I started to feel that I could relate to these young beings. Like mine, their environment had changed often. They were hybrid, they had been grafted, and they were without ground, growing in pots, on the move, and waiting to really connect to life's invisible networks.